you with Emma Wilson Brown by Dixie Hibbs for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. Our project is Prohibition and Its Effects on Nelson County. The interview was conducted in Bloomfield, Nelson County, on the Springfield Road on September the 27th, 1988. Ms. Brown, would you tell us about when you were born and your parents and anything about your early life there that give us an idea of who you are and where you come from?
Well, my mother and father were both born and raised in Nelson County, in the same vicinity where they live now. I was born, and all of us were born in the same house, all the children were born in the same house. And we lived there until they died. He was 93 and she was 96. And they both died in the same room where they had lived all their life.
All their married life.
Same house. And we went to country school, the same country school that mother and father had gone to when they were young. And I later taught in that same school. And not my first school, but second, third school that I taught. In that same school building.
What year were you born?
1898. September the 28th.
So that's tomorrow, your birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 90 years old tomorrow.
90 years old tomorrow.
Well, of course, Prohibition was 1920 to 1933. And you were an adult at the time, and I don't know if you were teaching at that time or.
I was teaching at that time, but it was my first school. And. I didn't think too much about it because it wasn't a problem in my home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a problem with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
It was a problem in their home, but it was not a problem in my own home. And I just didn't think very much about it. It was a time in my life when I was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the most I remember about it was the bootleggers, how they were... I taught at Samuel's during that time, and that's when the bootleggers were so rampant down in there, and they would tell us, now the bootleggers have bought a certain road tonight, and they're going in this road. Now tomorrow night they'll go in a different road.
Different road. You say bought a road. And
they bought the road so the cops wouldn't be on that
road
to catch them.
Oh, that's neat. That way.
And of course, the distillery was there.
The Samuel's Distillery.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, but in the Knobs, they were making moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, you'd hear them go by with the truckloads of corn and whatever they used to make moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what.
Corn. Mm-hmm.
I think else, anything else?
Well, in the early moonshine, what we understand, they were making it with cornmeal, but later on they would start making it with sugar, and they didn't, opinion was the sugar whiskey or sugar moonshine wasn't near as good as the corn.
Well, I know they bought a lot of sugar because I knew about this store there in Samuels.
Mm-hmm.
I boarded right across the road from the store, and they did a big sugar business.
Big sugar business.
Yes, they did a big sugar business. And at that time, we wondered what they were doing with all that sugar.
A lot of birthday cakes, huh?
That's right.
That way. Well, though you're a native of Bloomfield, and you said you taught at Samuel, so you really were across the county almost.
That's right.
Did you get there by train, or how did you get over to...
No, I went... I would stay through the week, and I'd come home on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come for me in a car.
In a car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come home and visit and then go back.
And now the first year I taught, I stayed about 2 weeks with Ms. Pence, as I told you long ago. And then I stayed with Mrs. Heffley that lived at the Mobley Mill Road out in there. And her husband was a watch at the Samuel's Distillery down in Deatsville.
Mm.
And so we were alone at night.
Okay.
And she, we would talk a lot about the moonshiners and all. And then later, I stayed out in Samuels with the Harry Samuels family.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they had the distillery at Samuels.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right interesting.
Interesting time.
Huh? I know one weekend I came home and they had raided they have some way, I don't know what it was, but they shot right through the room where I stayed.
Oh my.
I was at home at the time, but I'd been scared to death if I'd been down there. But it was kind of a wild place down there at that time.
Do you think they thought that there was whiskey stored in the house? Or
I don't know. I wondered about that, if they thought that Mr. Samuels had whiskey there in the house.
Was he an owner?
To hurt him and rob the distillery. I just don't know what their idea was.
But, I wondered how much gun toting they had at the time, because, of course, this was against the law to transport whiskey or to make illicit distilling or to do illicit
stuff. Well, I imagine everybody was pretty well armed. Might not have carried it with them, but they had it handy.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, the economy, of course, Nelson County had at least 12 operating distilleries when Prohibition went in, and this was supposed to cut off the production of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
All those warehouses were full of barrels of whiskey, but the Prohibition cut off production.
Mm-hmm.
And so that put a lot of people out of work. Do you know of anything that was set up to...
lot of them robbed the distilleries.
Oh, okay.
And that may have been the reason that they were shooting down there that night. They may have been trying to rob the distillery because it was right next to the house.
They rob it of the barrels or...
sometimes they would drain the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
They would go in and pull a
bung.
Bung out and drain the barrels. Because later on they found so many of the barrels empty. Now they didn't know just why they were empty, but they were.
They were. Hadn't evaporated though.
No.
No. Okay.
That one. It was consumed.
Consumed. Well, of course, it went on for 13 years, and in that 13 years, you saw, you continued to teach in different schools,
I taught in different schools, and things weren't a bit better.
Okay.
A lot of people that never had anything got rich, and they didn't know what to do with it when they got rich. It really made them, didn't make them a better citizen by having more money.
More money.
And,
well, it was one of these situations where you made the money, but you really couldn't declare it because you weren't supposed to have it.
That's right.
You didn't have a job that,
It was, everything they did was kind of behind the bars. You didn't know what was going on. They weren't up and up about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it not only caused that secretiveness in the whiskey deal, but it, in other things.
Mm-hmm. You never knew who you were talking to, what they were doing or saying.
Mm-hmm.
The did you come back over in this direction to teach, or did you stay there at Samuels for a length of time?
No, I just taught at Samuels 2 years.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
And then I taught at High Grove 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back over here. I taught at the Neil School at home, and taught at McCaskey School at Foot Chapel.
Mm-hmm. Well, then when you were
we didn't have the problem here that they had down there. Nothing like the problem here. We had the bootleggers here, but they were more or less in the background, and they were probably selling just as much moonshine, but they weren't making as much around here as they made down there. And in the knobs, they could hide it better, and they made much more of it down there.
Do you think that the people who worked at the distilleries had the knowledge then on how to make it so that when they lost their job, then they could turn around and put that knowledge into making moonshine?
Could be.
That way. Of course, they slopped cattle, and they did a lot of things at the distilleries, in addition to making whiskey, and that all had to come to a stop.
Of course, that making moonshine wasn't a new thing at all, because more or less it went on all the time. And in the mountains of Kentucky, of course, it went on a big scale all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on in Nelson County even before Prohibition.
So it was really, maybe we, you do think, though, that it got much bigger. I mean, there was more produced after they...
That's right. Because when you told them that they couldn't make it, they wanted to show them that they could.
Determined.
And when they told them they couldn't sell it, now, at first it was made for just home consumption. They didn't, it wasn't for profit at all. But then after the Prohibition, it was profit.
When you say over here in Bloomfield, it wasn't near the problem because of the bootleggers, there wasn't a distillery here in Bloomfield, or?
Well, there was a distillery in Bloomfield long, long ago, but not Prohibition didn't affect that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it did affect the one in Fairfield.
Fairfield, yeah, McKenna.
Uh-huh.
McKenna. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, let's see. What about medicinal? You know, you could get whiskey legally if you had a prescription for it. Yeah. Do you ever see anybody that had a prescription for medicinal whiskey? Or?
Well, I don't know of any individual cases, but I know that it did happen.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how hard it was to get a prescription for it or not. If it was a
well, a lot of it that was bought for medicinal purposes was not used that way.
Didn't end up that way, mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, of course, there was a lot of that went on in all the drugstores, you know, where they would
kind of look the other way.
Yeah, they got rid of a lot of it. They didn't know that.
What, you know, one of the things that you mentioned a while ago about buying the road, how were the local officials, you know, a sheriff is elected countywide and your county judge and all, did they run on any platforms of...
Well, it just depended
mm-hmm.
on, just like the, who contributed to their campaigning and what their belief was in prohibition. Some mm-hmm. of them were for it and some of them were against it. And naturally those that were against prohibition would work to their advantage and vice versa.
Well, I know something was, comment was made about Judge Brown was a teetotaler. He did not drink at all, and he was the county judge for much of this time. So, but he didn't have necessarily control over the sheriff's department.
No.
They could decide who they were going to chase and who they didn't.
That's right. And they bought the sheriffs and the other officials just like they bought the roads a lot of times. Just depend on the character of the person that was running.
Mm-hmm. Did were there any stories you ever heard about anybody coming in from outside the county, like from a big city or something, looking to buy a lot of whiskey from the warehouses
or
the,
that? Now, I think most of that would have been, they would have transported to that county.
Mm-hmm.
I think that went on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't recall any where they... Oh, they would take a, I have heard of people taking big loads to Louisville
mm-hmm.
When they would run a, of course at that time they would run a truck
mm-hmm.
and take, get produce and bring it back on the truck. Now I have heard where they would, in taking their produce in, that all of it wasn't produce.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of that a lot.
That they gathered up the country. Potatoes and vegetables and things. And
that's right.
Grain and took it to Louisville, but underneath there were...
Underneath that they had their kegs of
kegs
moonshine.
Is that how they, you think they transport in the kegs rather than bottles? And
I think they used glass jars
too. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I wanted, a couple of people had mentioned, I think of a barrel and then I think of bottles.
Uh-huh.
But
well,
something was said about the kegs too, the smaller 5-gallon keg.
Uh-huh.
And
I think they used the glass mason jars.
Mason jars.
A lot.
Well, then the sales of the mason jars would be something to check in, too.
That went up.
Mason jars and sugar. So really, Prohibition did help the grocery industry.
Well, yes, in a way, I guess.
That way, yeah. But I know the government required them to keep records on sugar sales. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of that. They tell a story about South Nelson, that there was a store over there sold more sugar than any other store in Kentucky. Now, I don't know whether that's so or not, but...
That's true. Could have been the one I was talking about.
It could be, yeah. What about in your churches and things? Did you ever hear any sermons about Prohibition, or even before Prohibition came in, any temperance sermons? Or?
Well, of course, they would take one... Now, in our church,
mm-hmm.
they would take one Sunday
mm-hmm.
for Temperance Sunday. They call that Temperance Sunday.
Okay.
And the Sunday school literature would dwell on that,
uh-huh.
and usually the pastor would preach on temperance that Sunday. But I don't recall of it being such an item
mm-hmm.
in our church. Now,
mm-hmm.
it was in a lot of churches, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Was there a ladies' temperance league or anything like that in the city, in the county that you remember?
No,
any organization?
So.
Uh-uh. Well, let's see. Then you've got social situations where I know we in talking to people about prohibition, that different ideas have come up and revelations to me of things, situations that I was not aware of, like a gentleman wanted a drink, he had a saloon or something, he went to the saloon and had a drink, and he really didn't buy liquor at a retail store to take home.
That's right.
And they, but in this day and time, we don't think we...
And kept it hid, always.
Kept it hid. It wasn't a... and what about if you had people come to your house, like for a meal or
you
an evening party?
Them, I never heard them offering them a drink. And another thing, that there wasn't a lot in our schools about it that I remember that we taught and that we tried to educate people on it at mm-hmm. that time. It seemed to be something that, although you were either for it or against it, but you just didn't understand it. It came mm-hmm. on you so suddenly
mm-hmm.
that you just, and of course in a small town and all, you don't hear as much about it as you would mm-hmm. in a larger place mm-hmm. where you had different organizations
right.
that were for and against.
Did you remember any saloons here in, or places that you could get liquor in Bloomfield as you were in teenage years or going to high school? Was there,
No, we had saloons here. I remember the saloons over at Bardstown.
Bardstown. Mm-hmm.
But
I just wonder if they had
most people here went to Fairfield.
Went to Fairfield.
And got mm-hmm. their liquor. Uh-huh.
Did they get it from the distillery or from
uh-huh.
They went there?
I don't know where they got it, whether the store handled it or whether they got the distillery, but they'd always go to Fairfield. And you dare not go to Fairfield on Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Because the traffic was... Terrible.
Back and forth over the road.
Yeah.
Huh? Saturday night traffic, okay. Of course, we have so many dry counties in Kentucky, and in Nelson County, back in the 1880s and 90s, we had local option elections, just like
mm-hmm.
you can have today.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at the number of precincts in the 1890s that in Nelson County that voted dry,
mm-hmm.
one of which was the Samuels precinct, which I thought was unbelievable.
Well, they won't sell them.
Because they were, I don't know, but here they were making whiskey right out there.
That probably was the reason they
wanted
to
sell the moonshine. Okay, mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that part. I just thought maybe it was a reaction
uh-huh.
to the...
Now, Washington County was dry for so long,
yes.
and they would all come to Lebanon. See, Washington County
right.
was dry,
right.
and they would go to Lebanon.
Right.
Now, if you'd go to Lebanon, of course, the ones that lived in Maud and all would
come
this way. Me. But that in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, that trip from Springfield to Lebanon was really something.
Rush hour
yeah,
is what you're saying. Rush hour. Yeah.
Happy hour,
okay. Well, then, in listening to this about how far people will go to get a drink, you weren't going to stop them by just saying it was illegal, you couldn't
no.
do it. Because it,
no.
if when it was legal, they would drive.
And just like I said before, when you told them they couldn't,
yeah,
they just wanted you that much worse.
Show it that much.
But I think I think that prohibition's all right. But I think that you've got to educate people
mm-hmm.
before you go into it and just all of a sudden say you can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can limit, you could maybe go at it in kind of a limiting way instead of just cutting everything off. I think when you just say no, there will be none,
yeah.
even though they limited it for medicinal purposes, that was a cop-out. They didn't,
yeah.
you know, really couldn't do a lot.
It was just
there.
A good loophole.
Mm-hmm. You know, back our early settlers here in Nelson County came from Pennsylvania and Northern Virginia and Maryland, most
and
of them.
And they all had moonshine.
They all knew how to make whiskey.
That's right.
They all took those grains that they were growing and
mm-hmm.
turned it into something they could sell. They
mm-hmm.
weren't making it just a drink.
And they even made the, what kind of beer was it?
The homebrew.
Homebrew. That was a big thing.
Well, do you know anything about making homebrew? We've heard that term before, and I don't know anything about what you put in
they
it.
They used yeast in it some way.
Mm-hmm.
And
to ferment it, I guess.
Uh-huh,
mm-hmm.
To ferment it. And I don't know if they used meal or oats or barley. Do you use barley? I don't know what they used.
I don't know either. I have heard the term
mm-hmm.
now several times.
But they made a lot of homebrew.
I'll have to see if I can find a recipe and see what that is. That way. Well, see, that's something that's coming out that we just weren't aware of at all.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you make now we'll make peach, you know, the fermented fruit
brandy.
And stuff, yeah,
brandy
and things
and
like
wine.
That. Mm-hmm.
And but evidently the home brew was right potent
mm-hmm.
because it would blow up every now and then.
Oh, okay. flow up. Okay.
And then you'd go into a place where they had it. You could tell they had a home brew.
It was on the ceiling or on the wall or whatever, huh?
The smell was every place.
I wonder, I guess maybe they didn't have beer shipped in like we have now in cans and bottles. That
they didn't have it in cans, no.
Like that. I'm just trying to think about how, so we take all this for granted, don't we?
Well, now, of course, beer used to be in kegs.
Yes, right, keg of beer, and then they would, you'd draft, yes. You know, you'd turn it on, yeah. Like, even, when you say homebrew, do you think even the Protestants were doing that, or the people who weren't necessarily for whiskey, that they would drink homebrew, or do you have any thought on that?
Well, I imagine a few did.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know how strong that the prohibition against drinking.
Because a lot
drinking.
Of people that wouldn't drink the moonshine would drink the homebrew.
Homebrew. Mm-hmm. Okay. They, our newspaper articles, we go through them looking for ideas about, you know, questions and things. And there was a newspaper article about a lady who was being chased by the law, and she, her car bogged down or something, and she jumped out of the car and ran into the cornfield. Mm-hmm. And she was a bootlegger. She was carrying whiskey. And
you know, a lot of times they would have a woman to drive the truck or car because they thought they would be less apt to... apprehend the woman.
Oh, that's an interesting thought, yeah. I just thought she was an enterprising woman that was out to make some money, but she probably was being paid then to transport.
Yeah, no, lots of times they had the woman to do the driving.
Did you learn to drive when you were young, or did you...
Yes, I learned to drive when I was still in high school.
High school?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. That probably wasn't the normal situation, though, was it? Most women didn't drive, did they?
No, not too many.
Not too many. The younger ones, you think, or they? Did your mother learn to drive?
No, mother never did. Well, I believe she did drive once or twice, but she drove too fast. We wouldn't let her drive.
Okay.
We wouldn't ride with her to teach her how, because she kept going so fast.
Okay. It was dangerous to teach your mother to drive, okay?
And father never did drive very much. He drove a little bit, not very much, but I did most of the driving in the family.
Did, in Bloomfield, how, were there a lot of cars or a few cars, or was a car kind of an unusual situation?
Well, no, most everybody at least had a Model T.
Okay.
Now, ours was an Oakland, and I wouldn't advise anybody to buy one.
Okay. If they could get one now, they could, okay.
It would be a collector's item.
Right,
now.
Okay. The, of course, in Nelson County, with the road building going on and all, there was some talk about some of the warehouse employees. Of course, the distillery, all the distilleries employed so many people. I don't know what the number would be, but if we said 20 people at distillery and we had 12 distilleries, that would be, say, 250 people or so. And for them to go out and find another job, and something was said about putting them to work on the highways. And maybe the highway, commission count coming in and trying to work on the roads and things. Of course, we were approaching the Depression era. After Prohibition, you had Depression. So from the 1920s to the 1940s, things must have been fairly down in the whole area.
You know, I don't know why, but I do not remember the Depression.
Well, wonderful. That must be because maybe it didn't have depression.
No, we lived on a farm,
uh-huh.
And we had most of the things that we always had. Yeah. And the Depression didn't make an impression on me at all. I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and they said the same thing, that they lived on a farm and they had they didn't have to go out and buy a lot.
Right.
Now, I remember the time when we had to have sugar and everything rationed.
Now, during the war.
Now, I remember that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I the Depression really didn't hurt us too much because we didn't have very much anyway. And we had just as much in the Depression as we did otherwise,
right.
Seemed to me like.
Did you teach during the Depression era? Did you teach all of those years?
Now, what year was that?
Depression's 30s
yes,
to 40.
Yes, I was teaching then.
30s
uh-huh.
to 40. Mm-hmm. Well, it may be that we are jumping to the conclusion that it had a very negative effect on Nelson County in terms of money, you know, the Prohibition thing. And I'm sure it had some, but the statement was made with someone else I was talking to that they never went hungry. That
no.
It did make a difference, they were sure, but they never went hungry, so maybe it didn't make as much
That's
as
right. You just, of course, on the farm, you had your meat, and of course, you had to buy sugar, and you usually took your grain to the mill and got your flour in return, and it really didn't.
Well, and if you had a car, then really if you had money for gas and your clothes, I don't know if you all made most of your clothes or you
and
bought them.
Of course, I was teaching then, but my salary then wouldn't be a drop in the bucket from what it is now.
Yeah. Did they require children to go to school to a certain age then, or do you
They
remember?
Encouraged them, but there was no requirement.
In other words, if you didn't, if you weren't a student and you dropped out in fourth or fifth grade, nobody made you.
That's right.
That way. Did the school districts, I know that each of the little schools had their own district, did they list what it was you needed to teach or the choir?
No, they had a trustee, and then there was the superintendent, who was over all the schools, told you what books you needed.
Oh,
and
they chose the books and the classes or the types of subjects to see.
But you had to buy them.
Oh, the children bought them or the school bought them?
The children had to buy them.
The children had to buy them. What if they couldn't buy them? Did they share?
Well, some of them didn't.
Did they get to share any?
Yeah,
or
they would make out some way. Sometimes they would you'd hand down used books from the somebody that had gone to school the year before and would let their books be used. Of course, they weren't very high then, but I guess they had less money to pay for them.
Yeah. Did they ever, I know that a lot of the county students, when they got past the eighth grade, they would go into Bardstown to the high school there. Was that besides the Bethlehem in St. Joseph, that was the only high school in the county? And would they board in town or would they drive back
and
forth?
Well, it depends on where they live. If they live close enough, they would drive. But I imagine some of them that live far away would have to board. But the only thing that the county gave you, they furnished the coal for your heat, and they furnished your chalk and erasers.
And erasers. Okay.
Now that was about the only thing they furnished.
Your pencil and paper
and
books and
you bought everything.
Chalk, erasers, and coal.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. What if you ran out of coal for the end of the year? Did you ever do that?
Somebody in the neighborhood would bring you two or three buckets. They wouldn't let you go cold.
Go cold. Oh.
But they usually kept you pretty well in coal.
That way. Bootlegging or?
Oh, no.
No mention of that. The children never made any reference to their father's occupation as bootleggers or anything.
They probably didn't know.
They just knew that he went out at night and came back in, sort of thing.
But
Well, after it went on so long, it had to be accepted. It wasn't something, one time sort of thing. Did you ever know anyone who was arrested or was shot or injured and they thought it might have to do with them running whiskey or surprising somebody?
No, I don't think so. There was a case in Samuels where they harbored some of the criminals, and they had a big shootout down there, but that I didn't know them. And
just happened. Well, let's see, other things that we've talked about. You know anybody who, of course, without there being distilleries over here, but you as a farmer, did you all ever sell your corn to like Fairfield Distillery or McKinnis? They didn't do that. You either used it or sold it at the mill.
Because we didn't have a great big farm, and we fed the corn to the stock, and we took the wheat. We did sell wheat to the mill sometime, a surplus, but most of it we took it to Tunnel Mill. And got the flour.
Okay, and then you would actually eat the
corn.
Flour.
To the meal and get meal.
What about the blacks in the community? I know Bloomfield has a large proportion of blacks. Did they have their own place they'd go for drinking?
Well, now, when I was growing up, we lived out on the river. And there was a colored settlement out there. Hmm. And they called it Out on the River.
Out on the River, okay.
Uh-huh. And some of my very best friends lived there. Yeah. I don't suppose it was a family out there that hadn't worked for us at one time or other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, there was no problem, no race problem whatever. Mm-hmm. They had their own church, they had their own school, and they had a good school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
A good school teacher. And they went to their school, and we went to our school. And they worked for the white people all around the neighborhood, and there was no racial problem whatever. Mm-hmm.
Was there any place, did they socialize together, and that you say they had their own school?
Oh, that church. Mm-hmm. They had their church. And they had a little building down there where they used to meet and have their social mm-hmm. events. They called it a restaurant, but it, mm-hmm. and that's about what it was, mm-hmm. but it was where they would meet and have their mm-hmm. social events. There were some very interesting people out there. Mm-hmm. The colored people, I have often wished that somebody would write a book about mm-hmm. them, because there were some very interesting characters there.
Well, why don't you do that? Why don't you just...
Goodness, I can't hardly remember their names now.
Well, you could, maybe you could take it in by, again, recording it, just your remembrances about it, and then someone can take and fictionalize it, you know, use fictional names, but to get the feel of the people, because uh-huh. that's half of the thing, is the idea.
Well,
it
was very, and their homes were so interesting. And I just love to go to them.
They were second generation from slavery, uh-huh. in that time, because their grandparents probably had been slaves.
Well, some of their parents had been.
Mm-hmm. But they stayed around here because that's where mm-hmm. they had been born and grown up.
And there's just one family out there now.
Just one. Mm-hmm.
But they had their own church, their own school, and they were just as proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Was there, for higher education, the blacks, was there...
Nothing.
Nothing. They didn't go on to a college or anything,
no.
usually.
Mm-hmm. No, they're beginning to now. The ones that live mm-hmm. out there now
mm-hmm.
they are going to high school and...
Going on to college. Well, let's see. We're close to Spencer County here, and let's see. Spencer County is dry also, mm-hmm.
and we have the same problem with Spencer County that
Washington County
lives in.
Is this little a rush hour across the line?
Huh? Rush hour.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it wasn't any better than we really. It may be that I wish you'd talk to people in other counties that were dry and get an idea of how. What happened in their county?
Well, they
Nelson.
Were just as divided
mm-hmm.
because some of them that came to the other county to get their whiskey, they liked it, and you know, mm-hmm. some of them resented because, we were getting all the tax money.
Right.
They were getting the product.
Right. That's true. That's an idea. Well, now when did the school start getting the tax money from the storage of whiskey? I don't know that anybody's ever told me that. You know, now we get the ad valorem taxes,
mm-hmm.
and I wondered how long that's been going on. Do you remember?
Well, no, I guess it always has gone on.
Yeah, I didn't know, because I know that's one reason we're supposed to have such good school buildings
yes.
and facilities here in Nelson County, because of the storage
uh-huh.
of whiskey.
And of course, we've lost a lot of that.
Oh yes, I know.
We've lost an awful lot of that.
I'll have to see. Go look that
but
up.
But at one time, the schools were getting the biggest portion of the tax money from Nelson County.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid we didn't always use it wisely.
That may well be. And now when we're, of course, we've kept the tax rate down because mm-hmm. of it. And getting old spoiled that way, we don't want to pay much more. We want a good system without paying.
Yeah.
You know, that way. Amen. Well, after Prohibition was over, 33, it was rescinded in December 33, the end of Prohibition. The distilleries, some of them had been waiting to open, some were unable to open. I understand that most of them had to have outside funding, that there just wasn't any money here.
And since that time, nearly all of them have gone out of the hands of local people.
That's right. They have...
The big distilleries have taken them over.
Mm-hmm. The... situation of employment, you know, of course, whiskey is a product that you make today and you sell in 4 years. It's not an instant turnover,
mm-hmm.
unless it's moonshine.
Yeah.
But
that even though they'd opened the distillery up saying by 35, it would be 39 before they really were starting a cash flow. And so they had to have some type of investment.
That's right.
And then the war came along. And I understand during the war they were required to make alcohol for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether that was a money-making situation or whether it was, you know, no
it
one...
It must not have been because too many of them went out of business.
Mm-hmm. Like that. That they were just paying them whatever sum that was agreed on, and maybe they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you still had warehouses full of whiskey. You know, you just have this, it's like baking bread, you know, you bake it today to sell tomorrow, and if you don't sell it tomorrow, you still have it, you know.
And that's when so much robbery took place.
Yeah, it was already there.
Mm-hmm. It was there, and people wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when anybody wants anything, they...
Yeah.
Some of them will go to any means to get it.
Get it. Yeah. Did you ever see a distillery burn, a warehouse burn or anything?
No, I didn't.
That. We've had several burn in Nelson County. I just didn't know if you'd ever seen
I know they told one time, I was rather young, about one of them burning and the whiskey went down the river burning. And what a pretty sight it was.
Mm-hmm. The alcohol in it was on fire. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the Samuels had a distillery burn, a warehouse burn, not the distillery, but the warehouse burn in 48, I think. Franklin lived out there at Lenore, and he says he remembers that very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it would have been quite a sight.
Now, what Samuels?
The T.W. Samuels, one of those warehouses up there at
Deedsville. Deedsville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was on fire in 48,
sure
48 or 49, I think it was. But that's a memory he has of it. Of course, that was much later. Well, you think of anything, Bloomfield has a population of about what now? You remember?
I think it runs about 1,000
now. And it's always been somewhere around that,
mm-hmm.
and it's never been a lot bigger.
It's never grown too much.
But it's a center of agriculture. That's
mm-hmm.
always been
That's
the
right.
big thing here with agriculture. And it is basically Protestant. The closest Catholic church is at Fairfield. Mm-hmm. So that... The atmosphere and everything here is I'd
However,
say.
However, there are a good many here that go to Fairfield.
Mm-hmm. And you have a Methodist and a Baptist and a Christian church.
And Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
The Presbyterian church is affiliated now with the Trinity Baptist.
Hmm.
They haven't joined them,
mm-hmm.
but they have their church together.
Okay.
Because there are so few Presbyterians, and the Trinity Baptist didn't have a building.
Okay.
So they meet in the Presbyterian church.
Well, that's good.
And they're working very nicely together.
Well, I'm always encouraged when I hear
uh-huh.
that sort of a cooperative thing, because in my mind, I'm preaching now,
yes.
that's what Christianity is all about,
that's
getting
right.
along with people. And
that's
if,
right.
if you two groups
and
can't get along.
And it seems to be working out just real well, because, of course, the Trinity Baptists don't have too many. And they're good workers, and the Presbyterians, most of them, are middle-aged people,
mm-hmm.
and no children.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so they need that youth.
Uh-huh, it works out
uh-huh.
very nicely.
Yeah, good. What? Something else occurred to me a minute ago. Was there ever any barrel factories or any barrel makers around? No one's ever mentioned that, and I wondered where we got all those barrels. Because all these distilleries had to have barrels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether Fairfield would have gotten theirs, and unless they were shipped in somewhere, but Fairfield isn't on the railroad track.
I don't know, but I have all that history of Bloomfield, if I tell you in that.
Yeah, I need to read that anyway.
Uh-huh.
On that.
But,
see, we've got all kinds of trees around. I mean,
yes.
Good forest and even.
Oak.
Yeah. But I just wondered
oak.
What,
oak trees.
Uh-huh, where they got all those barrels. All these questions
now,
come up.
Now, there was a rope factory here at one time, but I don't recall a
barrel
factory.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a rope factory here.
We made lots of rope in Nelson County. It was mm-hmm. really, it was a cash crop.
Mm-hmm.
It was the crop that went down the river for money, yeah, that way. Well, I appreciate your time and thought on it, and haven't given you a lot of time to think about it, but more things will come by later.
Mm-hmm.
But do appreciate the time you're taking.
Well, I don't imagine I've given you very much
no,
information.
You gave me, no, ma'am. You gave me your opinion from your viewpoint. And see, again, I haven't had a school teacher's viewpoint. And
yeah.
I didn't.